I'm Jeb Sharp, and you're tuned to The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. Entering uncharted territory is often uncomfortable. Many Americans might feel that way as we begin 2017. But that's nothing compared to what refugees and migrants feel, literally starting over in an unfamiliar nation after fleeing their own. Think of the thousands who are still fleeing the war in Syria for the promise of new lives in Europe. To help people like them, a group of photographers and journalists created a guidebook called Europa. Syrian-American journalist Alia Malik is one of the editors.
Europa is an illustrated guide for refugees and migrants that tries to introduce Europe to people who are arriving now through the lens of conflict and migration. It sort of tells the story of the last 100 years of Europe as it was formed because of these two forces that, you know, you tend to find together, conflict and then the displacement that it causes. And the idea was that by telling this version of Europe to people who are coming from places that are facing the same kind of destruction Europe witnessed not even 100 years ago, that there might be a way to recognize some of their experiences in this other. You know, there's been a lot of talk about how different these refugees are to what Europeans are. And we were sort of trying to push back on that idea.
And just clarify, you were coming across refugees who had this varying knowledge of what awaited them in Europe, and you were discovering that they actually didn't realize that many people in Europe had already gone through something like what they were going through.
Exactly. I had, you know, the most surreal conversations. I would be, you know, people would say to me, because there's a lot of waiting and a lot of walking and a lot of sitting in fields, and they would say to me things like, you know, what happened in Syria, what happened in Iraq has never been seen before by human history. The way neighbor turned on neighbor, the way civil, you know, the very fabric of society came apart. We've never seen that in human history. And we were having these conversations on the border of Croatia and Serbia, borders that we had to be very careful on because they were still mined from the Yugoslav war. And so there was a sort of irony in that for me, that the reality is actually there's not such a dissimilar history, and we are walking it as we speak. And we were asked all kinds of practical questions. I mean, I'm an Arabic speaker. I think I was asked everything from which country is better for kids, Sweden or Germany or Holland, you know, as if you were kind of just asking what toothpaste would be better, to, you know, how do you get from point A to point B?
So you're giving present-day practical information for migrants and refugees, as well as quite deep history of Europe also for refugees.
Sure. When somebody asks you, introduce Europe to a bunch of folks, I mean, what is Europe? It's massive. And I think that was one of my jobs, was to sort of tailor the narrative. So we really focused on the last 70 years. And then interspersed throughout are these, you know, my favorite part of the book are the oral histories.
Tell us about those, like how you, what testimonies you use. Maybe give us an example of someone.
There's so many that I love. We have the story of the Greek grandmothers who themselves are the daughters of Ottoman Greek refugees who fled or were forced out of the Ottoman Empire as it came apart and resettled on these islands such as Lesbos, and are all of a sudden, not, you know, almost a century later, helping Syrian and Iraqi and Afghan women arriving with their own children. We also have the oral histories of people who've made the journey. We have an Afghan doctor who all he ever wanted 10 years ago was to get to Greece, because Greece is where the Hippocratic Oath came from. And, you know, he's a practicing doctor in Greece and he's working with refugees. We have architects from Syria who really wanted to get to the Netherlands, and they want to take the ideas of urban planning that they're seeing in Amsterdam back to Syria. These are things that I think are quite relevant to Syrians and Iraqis and Afghans today as they contemplate how will they ever put their societies back together.
Are you purposefully trying to set up a dialogue between current arrivals and these former testimonies?
Yes, because listen, folks, once they get to Europe, they do a lot of waiting and sitting around. And the book is written in Arabic and Farsi and English and French. We want folks to work their way through the book, to hear not only other European voices, but also other refugee voices. You know, we wanted Arabs to hear the experiences of people from sub-Saharan Africa, as well as hearing the experiences of Vietnamese that have been in Germany for, you know, 30 years. Yes, it was conscious because we knew different people and different audiences would be coming to this book.
Alia, you went into this with huge ambitions for the book and the project itself, but I wonder if there's one little thing embedded in it that threw you off balance, that was a surprise.
to tell the truth, the revelation is I did not know how many people had been displaced in Europe over the last century, not just because of World War II's aftermath. You know, it was in waves in the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, the 80s. I think the more that I read about how Europe has reacted in the past, the more I am in awe of Angela Merkel and the huge political risk that she has taken in doing this. And I've been moved the most by the positive. You know, you're always horrified by the negative reactions, but I have been moved and also pleasantly surprised by, you know, the warmth and the openness of people's hearts, and not just volunteers who rush out to the train stations to meet people, but when we took these oral histories, people who might not be engaging the issues, but had an openness in their hearts, or they knew about their grandmothers or their uncles or their aunts, that at the same time that I was, you know, so devastated by the failure of humanity to learn its lessons, I was also, my heart was moved. And it was compelling to see how many folks also do see something in what is happening that isn't as much of an othered experience as the loud politicians would make us think they were.
Alia Malik, editor of Europa, the illustrated guidebook to Europe. Thank you so much.
Thank you.